WTTS on demand. That's a powerful voice you have there. It's beautiful, beautiful. So
thank you.
Just a couple quick questions for you guys. Curious. Now, Delta Ray, no one's last name is Ray, and no one's a Delta. How do we come up with this name?
The name actually came from, well, the three blondes up here are siblings. It's my brother and sister over there. And doesn't it all make sense now? And our mom actually came up with the name Delta Ray. She is writing a book about a southern girl who invokes the Greek gods and brings them back to Earth. And we love the name and loved the sort of mystical quality of the story and the southernness. And so we just stole it.
I see. All right. Well, what's life on the road with being siblings and family in a big, tiny tour bus?
Liz, what do you think? Objective.
Being siblings and family in a big, tiny tour bus. That's what it's like. It's like being a family. We're together 98 hours a day, 8 hours a week. And we know each other very, very well. There's definitely ups and downs, but it's exciting to be able to go through all the ups and downs with people who know you, who know us. We all know each other very, very well, so we're able to support each other. There's definitely arguments, but it's because we love each other.
It is pretty funny. I think it's unlike any other career in a lot of ways, but you literally sit right next to each other for, you know, an 8-hour drive, and then you get out of the car and you think that you'd have some time to yourself, but no, then you're in the hotel room together, and then you are at a show together. I mean, it's really, I'm amazed that we're still a band in a lot of ways.
Liz and I like to talk about like our linens at the certain hotels. We're like, oh my goodness, did you feel the blanket today? It's pretty good.
Right, that's the only thing that we can catch up on. Everything else is the same.
That's fun. Well, other than being in Sun King Studio 92 today, where's the other cool places you guys have played so far?
Well, this is very cool. But we also have had the honor and privilege to play a couple of the late night spots. We played on Conan most recently, and we were on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno earlier in the summer.
We're just coming from Chicago, which was a blast, and also Denver, where we got altitude sickness, and it was a very amusing show for us, at least.
There was an oxygen mask in the backstage, so we were able to... to get less altitude.
Well, that was Aspen, and that was even more fun.
And at Aspen, I said, what's up, Austin?
Yeah.
And so that went
That's
well.
That's how the whole show started, so.
That was the altitude sickness talking.
Yeah,
exactly.
But we had so drunk that they still cheered.
We've had an awesome time, you know, from the time that we started, we had a goal, you know, we want to sell out the Cat's Cradle. That's a legendary venue where we're from, and we've seen some of our favorite bands ever perform.
I don't know if
there.
We've said where we're from. We're from North Carolina.
So Raleigh, Durham area.
Oh, cool. Yeah, go ahead, Britt. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So yeah, we just did that this past year, even after they have expanded their capacity. So that was pretty amazing for us. You know, our hometown crowd is very special, and they actually there was a magical moment at the encore. We came out to a completely dark stage and a dark house, and some of our fans had made 300 torches with little tea lights, and you know, 300 torches raised in a dark room with 800 people, and it was just amazing. So that was one of the coolest places.
The reason for the torches also is our album title is Carry the Fire, and so they sort of took that theme. It was really powerful. We got a little choked up.